This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy 414 Day, Milwaukee. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and we are celebrating our great city and also the really incredible people that make Milwaukee so special and unique, including a local artist who's in studio right now, who has actually been hired by the NFL to make all of the NFL team logos for the upcoming NFL draft in Green Bay.
Amazing.
All made out of wood that he has found off the side of the road.
What the what?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ike Winter to the show.
I'm here.
Ike Winter is an incredible follow on Instagram if you haven't followed him already, because it truly is talented what you do with this art. I mean, where did this idea even come from that you go to the side of the road and just say, oh, I'm going to take that dresser and make it a Green Bay Packers logo?
It was just curiosity. Just like, oh, I started seeing wood all over the side of the road, and I'm like, there has to be a better purpose. There has to be something you can do with it. So,
and you don't stain it? You don't paint it?
I've never stained or painted or bought a piece of wood for my art, ever.
And when the NFL reached out to you,
wow,
did you think this was fake?
I did. I looked all of them up on LinkedIn, actually,
to see. Really?
I was like, there's no way. I saw the logo at the bottom. I'm like, it's pretty legit, but I double checked. Yeah.
So the NFL obviously contacted you, but before that, describe some of the artwork that you were doing with wood that you would find just like in the side of the road, people putting it out for the trash.
Trash to treasure.
Yeah, fully. And I was just taking it and turning it into different. I mean, I had like different themes throughout the years. It's always been around nostalgia based pieces. So I've always done like, I did a SpongeBob piece, I did a Rugrats piece.
Hey, Ike!
Yeah, right?
I know you.
Tommy Pickles. Yeah, yeah.
You're literally speaking this guy's language.
And then, I mean, I did get hit up, so I made a piece of art for Mike Tyson back in 2021.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson?
Not a lot of people know that. That was my first commission.
What did you make for Mike Tyson?
Have you ever seen his podcast?
Yeah.
So there's a piece of art right behind his head. It's a heart with his tattoo incorporated into it.
Yes.
That's my art.
That's you?
That's me.
Dude, this is a Milwaukee artist. That is so incredible. Okay, with these NFL pieces, though, since you're making all the team's logo, where can people see that when the draft is happening? Where are they putting this?
So I haven't spoken about it a ton, but it's going to be on the player's walkway. So when a player... Yeah,
when a player gets drafted?
They walk past all the art in that hallway.
We're going to see Ike all over the hallway.
So
So
the broadcast, like when the cameraman's following him, I mean, obviously I don't know exactly how it's going to be shot, but I'm imagining on every player walking through, you're going to see every piece every time.
Okay, there's a lot of teams to cover, and in case you don't know, Ike, Radar is unfortunately...
What do you mean unfortunately?
A Bears fan.
Bears fan. Elizabeth is the Packer fan.
Packer owner over here.
Packer donor.
Packer owner.
Donor.
Which team... I know you teased about that. Which team logo was the hardest to make?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Because of all the spots?
The spots, and it has a lot of different colors intertwined. And it really depended on like how we layered the colors. Like the Ravens was kind of easier because we stacked all the colors on top of each other. The Jaguars also be one like playing field, so we had to like inlay them into each other, like wood wise. So
you don't tape, you don't like glue it together until you know like this is it.
Fully, yeah, yeah. I want to make sure all the colors are right. So the Jaguars and the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, just because so like the swords and the skull, it's a very detailed piece.
So when you were asked to do these logos,
yep,
did you all of a sudden have to run out and find wood, or did you have like some from
good
other
question.
Projects?
No, I fully spent like 3 weeks. It was the first time I ever did outreach to find wood. So I put on Facebook, I put on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey,
I'd panic, man.
I'm not here to destroy good furniture and usable stuff, but like
but if you want to,
if anyone has like stuff they're looking to get rid of, like I'll come to your basement, I'll pull it out with a buddy.
Yeah.
Like so I did that a lot, and then I was scouring Marketplace, I was scouring Craigslist. It was the first time I was actively like pursuing and looking for wood.
Okay.
So it's about 3 weeks of that, And then I started the project. It was over 50 pieces of furniture. It was entertainment centers and dressers.
This reminds me of Buddy the Elf right? in the movie yeah. Elf when yeah, he breaks right? up the entertainment
Dude, like,
center.
Yeah, it's like you got a full 45 minutes of sleep and I still have time to build that rocking horse. It's like,
yeah, look at me.
Where'd you get the wood as this entertainment center? That's my life. Yeah, yeah.
So again, this is Ike Winter, who is a local artist here in Milwaukee. That he's a wood artist. He takes all kinds of wood, doesn't stain it, doesn't do anything to it, but cuts it and makes it these pieces. So these logos, you told us which teams were the hardest. Which logo was the easiest?
The Washington Commanders and the Jets.
Was pretty easy?
Yeah, it was easy.
This Bears logo.
I'm
giving you credit, Radar.
Do you have a photo of it up?
I have right here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, solid.
That is pretty cool.
It looks cool as much.
Bear is pretty cool for that logo.
I'm proud of the Bears and the Vikings pieces because of the shades and the tones and how it came together.
Yeah.
Where do these pieces go after the draft?
That's a big question. The NFL owns them.
Really?
Yeah.
So they bought them from you?
Yeah. They commissioned me for the art. So they're going to hang and then they own them. We didn't really come up with a plan or a concrete idea of what's going to happen, but we talked about a couple things. It had to move so fast. We're like, let's just do the project. We'll figure that out.
On it.
We're going to hear more coming up, but first a break from our sponsors. Imagine you're doing a TikTok live and the Detroit Lions just pop in and say, hey, we love your work. Let's meet up at the NFL draft.
Okay.
That happened.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And we have local Milwaukee artist here, Ike Winter. Follow him on Instagram. You will be inspired. You will be amazed. He is so talented because he takes wood on the side of the road that people are trying to trash and turns into art pieces.
And it's Ike, I-K-E underscore W-Y-N-T-E-R, Ike Winter. Thanks for hanging out with us. And this is incredible stuff to see a Wisconsin artist
being commissioned by the NFL. Yes, yeah. To do all of the different logos of the teams when they go through the player walkway when the draft is up in Green Bay later this month. You were doing a TikTok live. The Detroit Lions jumped on.
And we started talking about emo music in the best way. And yeah.
And now you're going to connect up there in Green Bay.
Yeah. The Lions were just like, I was like, hey, can I just make you a piece specifically? And he's like, yeah, sure. Let's meet up at the draft.
That's crazy.
That's surreal, Ike. Well, and you have a connection to the NFL that the NFL didn't know until after they had commissioned you to make these art pieces. What is that connection?
So my grandfather, Raymond Cuffell, he played in the Buffalo Bills and was drafted to the Bills in 1944.
And Grandpa is no longer with us today?
Nope.
Wow, but what a story. I'm sure the NFL thought this guy is the perfect artist to hire for this.
Yeah, it completed the whole story. I'm a big storytelling nut, so like on social media and stuff, I was like, oh, I can't wait to like... It's one thing to, you know, I'm taking wood from the side of the road, building the logos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's already a good story without my grandpa's component to it.
Yeah, for sure.
So, cool. So I hope as we cover this over draft week, especially by the national... You know, news coverage stations and stuff. I hope somebody just picks up the fact that my grandpa was in the NFL. We do a cool story on it.
Yes, so. That would be really, really neat.
And that'd be cool.
Do you have people that ever call you and say, hey, I have this piece of wood I need to get rid of?
I got 5 messages this morning. Yep.
Look at you.
The amount of DMs and emails I get about like wood on the side of the road. Now, if buddies text me, like they'll be driving to work every day. They'll just be like, hey, this dresser, this corner. And I do go and pick it up for sure.
The dressers, do they have to be like stripped wood or brown or anything? Can they be any colors?
Typically, so it's older style furniture. So older dressers, older armoires. It was made with just cooler wood and it had more of a patina. Modern day stuff for the past 20 years is press board and just like chips really quick. Like the old stuff was built to last, you know?
It's much better.
And the tones and cooler colors are just way cooler. So.
Okay. Well, and this That's runs so much deeper than just you're making wood. As following you for years now on Instagram, you have such a mission behind what you're doing. And there's like such a purpose and motivation to it. Can you share that with our audience?
Yeah, I mean, there's an eco-friendly side of it. And then also, too, like I went through my own mental health challenges and stuff. And I literally left my studio 2-3 years ago and just turned off the lights for the last time and, you know, wasn't in a great headspace to be alone in an art studio. So I just went and got help and I was just telling myself, I'm like, if I make it through this and go back to my art one day, it's going to be very cool to just have that be a part of my message and be able to promote that in a good way. Like, you know, that came up when I did a collab with the Brewers last summer and that's kind of when I first talked about my mental health journey on social media. And it's just cool to now have the translation of like, I get to do all this cool stuff and amazing opportunities now, but this is me 2 years ago, and this is like the reality of it. And I documented those moments when I was at my lowest. And I just try to be open about it and tell my story, and hopefully it resonates with people and gives them, you know, hope through their day to day and making it to tomorrow.
And it does. It does. Having followed you, it really does. And he even sells on his website here, Ike Winter. It's IkeWinter.com, Winter, W-Y-N-T-R. These t-shirts. Have you made someone smile yet today? And also don't forget that you are a someone.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Great message. Such a great,
great
message.
Messages.
We're proud that you're from Milwaukee. We want to own you and say you're ours. So however big your star is going to get, like you're Milwaukee.
Remember the little people.
No, I know. And I'm not an artist that can go and pick up and leave to LA because my wood studio is here and there's way too much wood
to move.
So I'll be here. Don't worry about
me. Pack the trucks up.
Yeah. Well, for 414 Day, we definitely wanted to play a little game with you. And you said you were a tour guide for a friend of yours that was in town this weekend that has only been to LA, New York, never the Midwest.
No.
And what was it like to show her our city? What was her takeaway?
It was great. I mean, she was just like, dude, there's so much art and murals around the city. I'm like, really? I'm like, I feel like it's just been the past few years and there's just a couple. But then as I drove around, I'm like, dude, there is so much art up now. And it was just super cool. Like,
yeah,
just the culture and art. We were in Walker's Point a ton. So like, mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, this whole city is filled with art. And you don't realize that stuff. Like you're like, oh, this mural went up. But now it's like, it's kind of taken over in the city in a good way. So that was like one thing.
What did she eat?
Well, we got to try some new restaurants. I had never been to like Tupelo.
Which love
is,
it.
Yeah. I'd never been there. I love that
did
place.
Did she
now.
Try a brat when she was here?
She was not. No, we didn't get around
you
to
didn't
that.
Get around to the brat.
Brat and a cheese curd. I know, I screwed up.
Come on. You got to get to that.
She'll be back.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
We had a taco truck at 2 in the morning, so I feel like that was
that's the best.
A staple. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's true Milwaukee, yeah. Right? True Milwaukee. Okay, so we've got a game that we play here on the show, and those of you at home that are listening or in your car at work, you can play along as well. The game is called the
6 Second Showdown.
6 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Since you and I are born and raised in Milwaukee, we're going to battle each other.
Ooh.
Radar is going to give you some kind of theme or topic tied to Milwaukee, and you need to name as many of those items as you can in 6 seconds, and we got to see which one's going to win.
Okay.
Six seconds go by fast.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you're live on the radio, so don't swear.
Yeah. I got the dump button over here. We're good. Yeah.
It gets real competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here. Okay, Ike, you're going to go first. Six seconds.
Ike's going to go. I guess he's the guest.
He's the guest.
All right.
Okay.
Ike, there are many things Milwaukee is known for. How many things that Milwaukee is known for can you name in 6 seconds? Go.
Milwaukee Art Museum, bratwurst, cheese curds, Milwaukee Brewers, Unfinished Legacy.
Ike Winter.
He got five. That might be a record on the 6 second showdown.
I'll take it.
Go, brother.
That might be a record. Five? I was hoping you were going to actually get six and like name something every second. Okay, so also, Radar loves to screw me over in this game.
Okay.
I know it's coming. You're going to give me some obscure, who was the second mayor of Milwaukee
in 1872?
Look at his face. Well, what are you doing, man?
It does deal with mayors. And it almost went like first to last or first in like maybe the top six, but I thought I'll take it easy on Elizabeth a little bit here. So, Elizabeth, Milwaukee has had 45 mayors.
You really are doing mayor? Come on.
45 mayors, okay?
Okay.
How many mayors, past, present, right now, can you name
Don't put me on the spot.
6 seconds? Are you ready?
Okay, my grandpa worked for Mayor Norquist.
Okay.
Who was the mayor that got, like, State Fair? He got attacked. I can't even think of his name.
How about Mayor Johnson right now? Hello?
I was going to say Cavalier, and I couldn't think of his last name.
Tom Barrett is who you were thinking of. Yeah.
How did I even... Yeah. We all know the story about the State Fair, though. Remember what happened?
And you don't?
No.
He was walking home from State Fair, and he got mugged, or he got jumped.
Yes, really? Yes. Yeah. And he lived to tell about it. Yeah. And his wife listened to the show every morning. I'm sorry.
I forgot. What about Meyer Festival Park? Henry Meyer?
Oh.
That was a mayor?
Summerfest. That was a mayor!
See, things are named after it in the city. We don't know who is named after.
That's why we're doing the 414 and the 6 second showdown.
That's why. Oh my gosh.
All right, so you're a big winner, Ike.
Nice job, Ike!
Ike Winter, local artist. You can see his work during the NFL draft. But what if people want to commission you for a piece? What can they do?
Well, I was just about to say, too, my gallery is up the entire month at Iron Horse Hotel. So people can go see the giant crayon box that I built and a bunch.
Saw that on Instagram.
The Milwaukee Bucks piece. All that is at the Iron Horse.
Yeah. And this is actually a great day to head there because we're going to the Harley-Davidson Museum for the big 414 day
party.
Stop
at the Iron Horse first, yeah.
Stop at the Iron Horse. Is this surreal for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like I'm just an NPC character at this point. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Yeah.
Can you make an Elizabeth and Radar out of wood?
You got to pay for it.
That's fine.
We'll figure out something.
Could
you
do, we got to pay, okay, pay for
that's
it. We got to pay for it.
That's cool. Ike, thanks for being here. You're awesome, dude.
Ike, really appreciate it. And keep spreading your message of taking care of your mental health, following your passions. That's one of the biggest things that drew me to following you on social media. I'll be honest. It was that and then the art, because I think it's important for people like you that are in a position of influence to tell that message and share that so other people can feel like they're not alone and to still pursue their dreams and passions.
I appreciate it.
So thank you for doing that.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it, you know?
There you go.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.